Thank you for listening to Elohim Christian Church's podcast. We're a place where imperfect people worship and meet a perfect God. If this is your first time listening, we're located in Richmond Hill in Queens, New York City, and are led by pastors Carlos and Rebecca Medina. If you're looking for a place to worship and to know Jesus, we would love to meet you and see you in person. Find us online at www.elohimchurch.org so we can connect. And now, here's this week's message.
Because you're sovereign. We thank you, Father, Lord, because you know all things, Lord. You know everyone that's here this morning, Father, Lord. I pray that you may bless this word, Lord, that you may help me give it to the people the way you gave it to me, Lord, that I may not add or take away from it, Lord, that it may be given just the way you gave it to me. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. You can stay seated. Let's open up to Matthew chapter 7. Matthew chapter 7. And we will be reading from verse 24 through 27. Matthew 7 from verse 24 through 27. And the word reads like this. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house. Yet it did not fall, because it had its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash. This morning, I want to be speaking to you under the title, Building to Withstand. Can you say that with me? Building to withstand, right? Building to withstand. Jesus, in Matthew chapter 7, this parable, he's concluding his teaching of the Sermon on the Mount. One of the greatest teachings of Jesus. He's concluding this parable with the two men, right? The wise builder and the foolish builder. Now, I want to put a side note here that Jesus by trade was a carpenter. Jesus was a skilled carpenter in his profession. And he ends this teaching with this analogy of the wise builder and the foolish builder. Right? When it comes to building anything, you must know that before you build, you got to follow the instructions, right? Everything that, if I have any men here this morning that have been to IKEA lately and try to build something from IKEA, they know that it's impossible to build anything from IKEA without instructions, right? You must first read or listen to the instructions before you get to build. Do I have any parents here that maybe have bought a Lego set for their child and have tried to build it without following the instructions? It's impossible to build a Lego set without following the instructions, even if it's the smallest Lego set in the store. You need those instructions. Today, you have to decide. You have to decide on what foundation you're going to build on. You have to decide what foundation are you going to build on. Are you going to build on the foundation, which is Jesus, the rock, or are you going to build on the foundation of this world? After you decide what foundation you're going to build on, you have to count the cost of that foundation. It's going to cost you something. It's not an easy journey. Every person has a house to build. Every person has a life to build. The way you build your life will determine not only the destiny of now, but the destiny of tomorrow. It will determine not only your destiny at this moment, but it will determine your future destiny, your destiny of tomorrow. Today I want to tell you that Jesus is the firm foundation. That there is no other foundation. That there ain't no other religion that has such a pure foundation like the one we have. Jesus is our firm foundation. Jesus illustrates this powerful parable with these two contractors. Two of them heard the words and teachings of Jesus. Two of them desired to build a house. Two of them were called for greatness. Two of them had the promises of God over their lives. Two of them heard. But verse 24 clearly shows us that one obeyed what he heard. And verse 26 shows us that one disobeyed what he heard. They both heard. Have you heard of the teachings of Jesus? They're teachings that not only edify us, but they're teachings that change us and transform us. He started the Sermon on the Mount on chapter 5, verse 13, saying that we are the salt of the earth. And the following verse 14 says that you're the light of the world, that you're called for greatness, you're called to shine the light of Christ. Verse 28, he says, but I tell you that anyone who looks at a woman lustfully has already committed adultery in his heart. He's teaching on verse 44, it says, but I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those that persecute you. He's teaching about prayer. He's teaching about fasting. He's teaching about the kingdom of God, which was his main priority, to promote God's eternal kingdom. In verse 6, he continues to teach. Chapter 6, verse 6 says, but when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. Verse 21 of chapter 6 says, for where your treasure is, there your heart will also be. Jesus' teaching is a teaching that comes to transform and change lives. Have you ever heard of his teachings? They are in the scriptures, right? The two men heard these teachings, but one obeyed the words of the teacher. Which builder are you today? Are you the one that's obeying? Or you're the one that's hearing and not obeying? We will all hear the word. We will all hear the teachings of Jesus. And we will all have the opportunity to decide, will I build my house upon the rock, or will I build my house upon the sand? The sand will come crumbling down. This morning, I want to make four observations about the foundation of the believer. Four observations, and I'll go through the observations real quick. The first observation is what the foundation is not. What the foundation is not. The second observation is obedience is the foundation of the builder. Obedience is the foundation of the builder. The third observation is the true builder lays a foundation. The true builder lays a foundation. And the fourth observation, the rock will sustain your foundation. As you're building to withstand the storm, the first point this morning is what the foundation is not. When Jesus was teaching this Sermon on the Mount, there was always Pharisees and scribes that came to listen to Jesus teach. And these Pharisees, they were well-versed in the law of Moses. These Pharisees knew the scriptures. They knew how to dress. They knew how to present themselves. They had the titles. They had the scriptures. They had the appearance. But I come to tell you that it doesn't matter this morning how many verses you know. It doesn't matter how many Bible verses you know. It doesn't matter if you come home and you keep your Bible open on Psalms 23 just to memorize a couple verses. It's not the reason. It's not your foundation. It's not enough to memorize some verses. It's not enough to build on a couple verses as a firm foundation. The titles are not enough. You could be pastor, reverend, such and such. It doesn't matter. Your title is not the basis of your foundation this morning. You have your family. Your family is not your foundation. Your spouse and your children, they're not your foundation. They're your blessing. They are your blessings, but they're not your foundation. Your job is not your foundation. Your profession is not your foundation. These are all blessings, but they're not your foundation, because the job will fail you. The job will demote you if they have to. They will replace you if they have to. So if your foundation is what you do as a profession, then let's analyze this morning. Let not your job be your foundation. Let not your children, your spouse, be your foundation. Let's not build upon titles and who we are as individuals. None of that will sustain us. Your ministry will not sustain you. Oh, man. Ministry does not sustain you. All these are blessings from where we flow from. All these are blessings that have been added on to us, but they're not meant to be our firm foundation. When I came into full-time ministry the first year, I'm going on year three. Year three, thank the Lord, I made it to year three. But the first year, the Lord taught me a lesson. I was sitting in the office and I was meditating on the word, and he ministered to me. And the lesson was to me, he says, George, your foundation is not this office. Your foundation is not the work of ministry. This will be passed on. There will be a time where you have to pass this on. And if your foundation is the things that might be passed on, if your foundation are those things that might fail you, if the foundation are those things that come and go, then we are in trouble this morning. But I want to tell you that there's grace this morning. I want to tell you that there is an opportunity to reconstruct your thought process and put your thought process on the right and correct foundation that is Jesus Christ. Do not put your foundation on people. People will fail you. Jobs will fail you. Family members will fail you. But Jesus will never fail you. So this morning, with the first observation, the foundation is not people, is not family, is not ministry, is not education, is not titles, is Jesus. How many say amen? Amen. As you're building to withstand the storm this morning, obedience is the foundation of the builder. Obedience is the foundation of the builder. How do we obey? We obey by doing what Jesus said. We obey by doing what he said. This same parable of the two contractors, the two builders. I have this thought of contractors. When I was reading this, I came back to the times where I worked in so many sites of contractors and construction workers. And I never remember, I was going into a job in Hudson Yards, 11th Avenue and 34th Street, and it was just coming up. And they say, hey, man, before you come into this job site, do you have your OSHA card? I said, yeah, man, I got OSHA 10. He said, no, we need OSHA 30. I said, you need 30 hours? I need 30-hour class to come in this site? He says, yeah. And then when I went and I started doing my OSHA 30, I knew why I needed those classes. And the guys giving the OSHA class, And he says a lot of people die on sites of construction. OSHA is required because they are the instructions you need to follow on the job site. Because if you don't follow these instructions, you could die. And I said, oh, I understand why this is needed. You see, the instructions for our lives, it's right here in God's word. And I need to follow them. And you need to follow them. And that's why we are going to decide whether we follow or not. That's up to you. That's why we have free will. Because God doesn't say, hey, I need you to follow these instructions. He says, you follow them if you want to build upon me. But if you don't want to build upon me, then you don't have to follow them. But I got to tell you this morning that we need to follow the word of God because our lives depend on it. Because this is a life and death situation. Not only for now, but for tomorrow and for your future. As you're building to withstand the storm, obedience is the foundation of the builder. And in Luke 6:46, we see the same parable that I just read today in Matthew 7. And it starts a little different. Luke 6:46 says, why do you call me Lord? Why do you call me Lord, Lord? And do not do what I say. Both men prayed. Both men recognized Jesus as Lord. Both men testified before others that they were followers of Jesus. Both men, but Jesus says, he questions their disobedience. He questions it. He says, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and not do what I say? You see, I don't want to be just that person that just knows a couple Bible verses. I don't want to be that person that just has a title. I want to obey the instructions that God has given me because this depends on it. My life depends on it. Your life depends on it. Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I say? How can we say he is our Lord but not do what he has commanded us to do? As our senior pastor says, many people want a savior, but not everybody wants a Lord. Many people want someone to save them from their sins. Many people want someone to save them from their issues and their wrongdoings. Save me, Lord. Can you help me? They just don't want savior, but they want provision. Can you provide for me, Lord? Can you heal me, Lord? Can you hear my prayers, Lord? Can you give me, Lord? Can you do for me, Lord? But the Lord says, you don't do what I commanded. You don't do. How can I do? How can I give you? And that's our mentality. We come to Jesus and we're like, save me, give me, heal me, provide for me, my family, me. But don't tell me what to do. Don't tell me that I got to submit. Don't tell me that I got to live this way. I'm not telling you. Our church leadership ain't telling you. The word of God is telling you. The word of God is telling you that you got to submit to him as Savior and as Lord. That he just doesn't only want to be your Savior, but he wants to be Lord over everything you do. He wants to be Lord over your decisions. He wants to be Lord over your family. He wants to be Lord over your singleness. He wants to be Lord over your blended family. He wants to be Lord in everything and over everything that has to do with you. But don't ask him just to be your Savior. Can we invite him to be our Lord also this morning? I just don't want a Savior. I want a Lord. I want him to Lord over my life. Just save me, but don't tell me how to live. Obedience is submitting to what God has said. Obedience is submitting to the word of God, the infallible word, the word that has no errors, the word that pierces the soul, Obedience is submitting to the very words of Jesus. Sometimes people say, God has never spoken to me. Have you ever heard that? God speaks to me every day through his word. You open it and he's speaking. And the word this morning is, don't build your house upon the sand because it's going to come crashing down. Don't build your house on expectations and on people because it's going to come crashing down. Build your house upon the word of God, which is obedience. And obedience is doing the very thing that Jesus tells us to do. As you're building to withstand the storm, the true builder lays a foundation. What foundation have you been laying this morning? The true builder comes to Jesus, hears what Jesus has said, and does what Jesus commanded to do. You know, we all hear because we had heard Jesus. We are all here because at one point or another, Jesus' word ministered to our lives, and we came in search of that Savior. That's what led us here, because we heard. But what good is it that you take the first step and receive him as Savior, but pull back as Lord? You receive him as Savior, but you don't want him to lord over you. A true builder receives him as Savior, hears what he has to say, and does what he has commanded him or her to do. That's what a true builder does. Not too many people want to build these days because it costs tears, because it's not an easy journey, because there's sacrifice involved. Because we have to submit to the word of God, because we got to love when someone has hurt us. Because you got to forgive when someone has wronged us. It's not easy to forgive. It's not easy to love. But there's a command to forgive. There's a command to love. There's a command to fulfill the teachings of Jesus this morning. The true builder lays a foundation. What's your foundation? What's your material? If we go to construction terms, what material are you using to build? The word of God is the best material. The word of God is the best material. It is the word of God that comes to your aid. It is the word of God that you must build and lay that foundation on. 2 Timothy 3, verse 16 and 17 says, all scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and look at this, and the training in righteousness. And verse 17 says this, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. This is what equips us for every good work. The word of God. I'm going to lay this foundation with the instructions of God. You are called to lay this foundation on the promises of God for your life. You are called to lay this foundation on the word of God, not on opinions, not on people. You got to lay this foundation on the promises of God for your life. You're going to have to dig deep this morning and search your foundation, because the storm is going to come and only a solid foundation is going to hold you. Isaiah, are you going to dig deep this morning? Your foundation is God's word. What is God's word teaching us this morning? Isaiah 41:10, so do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Oh, you're going to have to lay this foundation this morning. You got to lay this foundation upon God's word. Deuteronomy 31:8. He will never leave you or forsake you. Can you lay the foundation? You're going to have to lay it in God's word. Don't lay it on people. Psalms 32:8, I will instruct you and teach you in the ways you should go. And I will counsel you with my loving eye on you. Oh my goodness. Psalms 37:23, the Lord makes firm the steps of the one who delights in him. You're going to have to dig deep this morning. The foundation has to become the word of God. Nothing else. Nothing else could be your foundation. I think about Noah. When Noah was like, hey, God told him, hey, build the ark. And he started building the ark. And people started to criticize him. And people started to call him crazy because it never rained over there. I'm going to build upon the word this morning. I'm going to build upon the promises of God this morning. Because even if it sounds crazy to some people, even if some people make fun of you, you got to build on what God told you to build. And Noah kept building. And Noah kept building. And then the time came when the flood started to come. And it started to sweep everybody off their feet because they didn't believe in the word that God told them to do. And to build on. Sometimes you got to be like Abraham. Build upon your faith and go where God has called you to go, even if you don't see where you're going. You're going to have to build this morning. Don't build upon people. Don't build upon a religion. Don't build upon a ministry. Don't build upon the word of God. It's your job to build. Some people choose not to build because obedience is hard work. Some people choose not to build because they don't really want to forgive. Some people choose not to build because they don't want to love their enemies. Some people choose not to build because what Jesus is saying is too difficult. But I want to tell you that Jesus said, I have overcome the world. And you can overcome the world. And Jesus overcame the world in his humanity, meaning that me and you in our humanity, we can be overcomers as well. This morning, build to withstand the storm. Both builders were going to get hit by the storm. Both builders, there was no exceptions here. There's no exceptions. As you're building to withstand the storm, the rock will sustain your foundation. The rain came down, and the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house. Yet it did not fall because it had its foundation on the rock. Jesus is the rock. Jesus is the rock. Jesus will never fail you. Jesus will never say he's too busy for you. Jesus is always available for you. Jesus is our firm foundation. He holds all things together. If we build upon other things, we're going to be in trouble. Because when the storm comes, it comes to hit us hard. Some people might be in a storm this morning. Some people might be going through difficulties this morning. Jesus is your firm foundation. He will never fail you. He will never turn his back on you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Isaiah 28:16 says, so this is what the sovereign Lord says. See, I laid a stone in Zion, a tested stone, a precious cornerstone for a sure foundation. The one who relies on it will never be stricken by panic. There's a cornerstone. He's not the dead stone. He's the living stone. He's the living rock. Holy. He is our firm foundation this morning. My Jesus is not dead, he's alive. He's sitting at the right hand of the Father. He holds all things together. He is the chief cornerstone this morning. You're going to have to build on this cornerstone. You're going to have to build on it when difficulties come. When people turn their back on you. When people shame you, you're going to have to build on it. If things ain't going the way you want it to go, oh my goodness. Build on the cornerstone. Build on it. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 6, 4 through 6 says this. And as you come to him, the living stone rejected by humans, but chosen by God and precious to him, you also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house to be holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. I say, I lay a stone in Zion, a chosen and precious cornerstone. And the one who trusts in him will never be put to shame. I'm going to trust in Jesus. I'm going to trust in Jesus. You're called this morning to lay your foundation upon the rock. As we get the musicians ready this morning. You're called to lay your foundation upon the rock, not the sand. The sand is going to come crashing down. The sand will come crashing down. He will sustain you. Jesus will sustain you. You know why? Because you're building upon a foundation that has no cracks. You're building upon a foundation that will never fail you. You're building upon a foundation that will not let your house crumble. You're building upon a foundation that will give you results. What results? You're going to be in eternity with Jesus. Those are good enough results for me. You're building on a foundation that won't fail you. You got to build on Jesus, who's the rock. You see, just because we're laying our foundation this morning, it does not exempt us from the storm. The storm comes. It comes through sickness. It comes through suffering. It comes through temptation, sin, accidents, abuse, death. It comes. But our chief cornerstone says, I'm going to sustain you through whatever comes your way. You just got to, oh man. You see, your job is to dig deep in that foundation with the Word of God. You got to dig with the Word of God. And then that what you build on becomes sustained by the foundation, which is Jesus. You build, he sustains you. You obey, he sustains you. You do what he commanded, he sustains you. You got to do it. He will never fail you. He will provide when you need provision. He will be there when you need it the most. He is our firm foundation this morning. Building upon the rock is going to cost you everything. It's hard work to obey. It's not easy. You know, when they say, you know, hey, come to Jesus, everything's going to be all good. That theology is wrong. When we come to Jesus, it doesn't mean that we're never going to go through troubles and trials and afflictions. The storm is going to come to both people. But what sustains one house and what allows another house to fall is how deep were you able to dig with the promises of God. You got to dig deep, because when all else fails, when all support system fails, when all people fail, Jesus is the one that sustains. And Paul said it like this. Jesus will sustain you. 1 Corinthians 3:11 says, for no one can lay any foundation other than the one already laid, which is Jesus Christ. He is our firm foundation this morning. I don't know where you find yourself this morning. Maybe everything's been okay. The storm will come. Lonely times come. Times of difficulty come. Jesus sustains. You might be going through a difficult time this morning. Maybe something has happened. Jesus says, I will sustain you. I will carry you through all that is happening. I am your firm foundation. I don't fail. People fail, but Jesus never will fail. This morning, as we get ready to close this sermon, and we get ready to open up the altar, maybe this morning you have built on a foundation that maybe you build on leadership. Maybe you have built your foundation on works. Maybe you've built your foundation upon people. Jesus says, I need you to come to me. I need you to build upon me this morning. Everything else will fail. I'll never fail you. Maybe this morning you're here and you're like, I've been building, I've been faithful, I've obeyed, but things don't work out. Jesus said, I'm gonna sustain you. And you're gonna see my glory when you come out. You're gonna be different. You're gonna be transformed. I'll sustain you through this. Just never stop worshiping through the difficulties. Never stop obeying through the difficult times. Jesus is your firm foundation this morning. As we get ready to open up the altar call, make Jesus your everything, because everything else will fail you. But Jesus, he will not only be there for you, but he will sustain you. He will bring you through today. He will sustain you tomorrow. And he will give you part of his inheritance in eternity. And that's good enough for me. That he can sustain me through my difficult time now. That he can help me build security for tomorrow. And that at the end of it all, there's an inheritance that he has set aside for me. Jesus is your firm foundation this morning. As we get, I invite the worship team to come up. Can we please stand to our feet this morning? Give liberty to the Lord to move this morning. Give liberty to the Holy Spirit to minister to you. Don't build upon works. Works are gonna fail you. People are gonna fail you. But Jesus, he never fails. This morning, as we get ready to worship, if you need prayer to apply this word, the altar is open. God bless you, church.
Thank you for taking the time to listen to this message. We pray that it blesses and encourages your life.